Good evening, everyone. I declare the Ordinary Council meeting of September 2025 open. And on behalf of the Council, I acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. And I pay my respects to Elders past, present and emerging. Members of the gallery are advised that this meeting will be audio recorded. Also, that no council decision from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless council by resolution carried at this meeting requested the CEO to take immediate action to implement the decision. This brings us to record of attendance. Welcome Nadia O'Malley, Manager of Communication and Community Engagement. Councillor Cliff Collinson, Jenny Harrington, Deputy Mayor Tony Natale, Governance Coordinator and EA Ms Janine May, myself Jim O'Neill. It was a great pleasure of being Mayor of the Town of East Mantle. CEO Jonathan Throssell, Fraser Henderson, Executive Manager, Jack Scott, Executive Manager, Peter Koshian, Executive Manager, Lucinda Maywood, Councillor, Andrew White, Councillor, and a warm welcome to Andrew McPhail, who has joined us after being ill for a while. So welcome back, Andrew. Yeah, it's great to have you back. Attendance, I've been through that, and it's just so great to see people here. Right, I can't undervalue that it's important that people come. Mind you, that'd be pretty hard up to come down for a full council meeting. But that said, it's great to see people here to celebrate and something joyous. So I thank you for taking the time to come down to the town of East Mantle, to the council chamber. And I need to also acknowledge former councillor Dean Nardi and former councillor Michael McPhail, not related to Andrew McPhail. So a warm welcome to you both. Thank you for attending. We have no apologies, but we have approved leave of absence by Councillor Kerry Donovan and Councillor Mark Wilson. That brings us to disclosures of interest. Are there any financial, nil, proximity, nil, impartiality, nil? This leads us to public question time. We have no responses to previous questions from members of the public taken on notice, but I understand there are four questions from Mr. Dean Nardi from Marmion Street. Mr. Nardi, do you want me to read them out for you? You're okay. Or would you like to read them?
No.
Okay. Okay, the first question, does mayoral candidate Thomas Fitzgerald live in the town? The answer is no. Secondly, does he currently have a building licence to build a home in the town? The answer is no. If so, how long has this building licence been valid? It's therefore not applicable. Three, was he previously on the owner-occupier role, or was he placed on the role recently? Dr. Fitzgerald wasn't on the town's owners and occupiers role prior to the 22nd of August 2025. Did he register himself, or was this done through a third party? Dr. Fitzgerald submitted the claim for eligibility form. Blah, blah. Get it right. Okay. So those questions are answered. Thank you, Mr. Nardi. Now, this brings us to presentations, and it gives me great pleasure to honour Mr. Viktor Ivanov, who for decades was the attendant at Catting Highway, and I'd never thought this would actually happen, so it's great. So I'll ask you if you'd like to come up, and I'll try and get that microphone. This round. Victor, as Mayor of the Town of East Fremantle, I want to recognise the outstanding contribution you have made to generations of children and parents, and the seasonal herd and dogs, because you always had a treat for them at the crosswalk. So, you know, East Fremantle is a great place, but when people like you are involved in the town, it makes it even a better place. I really, really acknowledge the love, the pride, etc. And the kids just absolutely adored you. Absolutely. So I just can't thank you enough for all those years out there in the rain. And that was no easy crossing, especially 15 or 20 years ago. So, yeah. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you like to say anything?
It was a pleasure to do it. I was there 25 years. So I've seen kids grow up, and now their kids are going to the same school. And you know, it's a great school. It's a great area, you know. And it was a pleasure, you know.
But it was people like you and the teachers, etc., that made it a great school.
Terrific, yeah. So the students are all great.
You were part of that, because I had four girls. All four use that crossing. One daughter, Hannah, her daughter is 9 years old, and she uses that crossing. And I imagine there are many, many families in the town of East. In fact, it is amazing how many people know you and know of you.
Mm. So, I spoke to everybody there. Yeah. I knew a lot of the people, you know. Everybody walking up and down of the shops, and, you know, see them every day, and you have a chat with them and whatnot.
So I have here, congratulations to Victor Ivanov in recognition of your decades-long contribution to ensuring the physical safety, sense of belonging and well-being of students, parents and families travelling to and from Richmond Primary School. So on behalf of the town, I thank you and I recognise you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that is a small gift from the town of East Fremantle in recognition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Victor, for coming down.
I'd still be there, but they wanted to move me, and I said, I'm not going anywhere else.
I've also got to mention Isabel Lowing, who's the head girl at Richmond Primary School, who emailed me back in April to alert me to, you're not carrying on in that position and that you would be leaving and...
She organised the assembly for me.
Yeah, up at Richmond.
She's a terrific girl.
She's a lovely girl, actually.
The whole three girls are good.
In fact, I admired her her ability to communicate. She was extremely literate.
She's very good. Girl, very smart.
That's great. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And guests, I thank you. Now, you do not have to stay for any longer. Victor, I thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I thank everyone for coming down.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Victor. Okay, now I'll just get my place back. That brings us to deputations. There is nil. Applications for leave of absence, nil. Brings confirmation minutes, previous meeting. Someone to move the minutes be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings. Move Councillor Maywood, seconded Councillor White. I'll put that. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. That brings us to announcements by the presiding member. This being my last ordinary council meeting, I won't take too long, but I think it would be amiss of me not to make some comments. Firstly, I would like to thank all staff and councillors for last night's citizenship ceremony, and in particular Miss May. Nearly 100 attendees, and it was such a joyous celebration. In fact, we all should be proud of the manner that business and community events are transacted in this chamber. Our community should also be confident in the calibre of staff and elected members. I would like to acknowledge our staff and the cohesive and respectful manner they conduct themselves and the positive relationships elected members have with them. Being my last ordinary council meeting, I'd like to make a few statements and observations. I'm proud of the many community committees that guide the town and councillors. It is essential that the community be part of the decision-making process. I believe to represent your town, you must know and understand this town. Be part of the community and part of the everyday interactions. That is what our community expects. We are not state or federal politicians. We are part of the community and we put East Fremantle first. The one mistake this town and council has made is being optimistic. As they say, if you don't want to make a mistake, do nothing. And this council has tried to do things. This town has grown and evolved above negative politics, and we are proud of this. Outsiders often comment on the council and staff as working together in such a respectful manner and environment. This is largely because of the councils and staff that sit in this chamber tonight and others that have gone before. It's all about respect. Some comments made about the East Fremantle Community Park reflect an obvious misunderstanding into what has transpired and the immense effort by staff at the town and elected members to deliver for the community. As Mayor of the Town of East Fremantle, I'm compelled to state, for the record, on behalf of the town, that the East Fremantle Community Park was years in the planning, costing in excess of $30 million, requiring enormous responsibility in planning. Obviously, like all large projects, especially for a small local government, it was going to be complex. And there were issues, but they were all worked through with utmost professionalism, community input and transparency. Yes, there were building difficulties, change in scope. Some mistakes were made, but they were not of council's doing. This happens in all multi-million dollar developments. During the delivery of the project, the town found itself unfairly criticised by various parties, and we were subjected to online abuse. This criticism was inaccurate, unsubstantiated and unfair. Now retiring, I will comment on the obscene names I was called, as well as having my address placed online during this time. My wife and children were shocked by this behaviour. There is absolutely no justification for this anyway. The town has delivered on this project, which underwent years of significant community and stakeholder engagement. For anyone to make comment now, when all is concluded, agreements all signed and major stakeholders, is all a bit late. Now that the East Fremantle Park, there are mothers with young children picnicking on the grass banks, people walking their dogs, kids and adults in the skate park and basketball court, kids on the playground and on the oval, parents, kids, grandparents, all interacting and socialising there. It is also home for the East Fremantle Bowling Club, the East Fremantle Football Club and the East Fremantle Croquet Club. It is truly a community focal point. I am proud of the way in which we work with our community to play our role in sustainable initiatives and address climate change and to enhance and protect our river and foreshore tree planting with a focus on increasing our canopy cover. How we are focusing on public art and a George Street plan, continue to support the ever-popular and dynamic glide-in. Having reduced waste to landfill and promoted the introduction of FOGO and receiving state awards for this, we lead the Metropolitan Councils in recycling and diversion to infill. Introducing new initiatives to ensure an inclusive community meeting the expectations for multiple generations. Local government must be optimistic, positive, respectful and community-driven, and that is what we have shown in East Fremantle. Now I would like to acknowledge some residents and others. I would like to acknowledge Dr. David Nelson, OAM and Freeman of the Town of East Fremantle, and his wife Susie, for their contribution over decades to our community. Their selfless work for so many was inspiring to us all. Wendy Wisniewski, well supported by Jerome and the Baha'i community, for all their work in the town, including tree planting and river cleanups. Pat and John Newton for their enduring support of our community. Members of our committees, the Climate Action Reference Group, Public Art Panel, Reconciliation Action Plan Committee. The dedicated staff and volunteers of the Glide In and all those office bearers and volunteers in our community and sporting groups. I take this opportunity to recognise our wonderful staff in both administration, Neighbourhood Link and the great outside crew. All do a remarkable job and take such pride in our town, and I thank them. Former mayors Ian Hancock, Andrew Smith, Tim Smith and Alan Ferris, former councillors I've worked with, such as John O'Farmer, Bob Wynne, Sian Martin, John Donovan, Dean Nardi, Tony Watkins, John Kirkness, Michael McPhail, all did a remarkable job, yet all different but shared a love of the town. Mary Lopresti and her family, Maureen and Damien Flynn, for all their work with the community fundraising for aid organisations and the practicality and example of addressing the issue of climate change. Gordon Lee and his family, for the history and love of the town. Lynn Telfer, whilst Lynn and I didn't agree on a few things, her aspirations for and dedication to the town is significant. There are obviously hundreds that make up our community, but also recognise all members, each and every one in the East Fremantle community, as is everyone that makes this a great place and a great community. I make special acknowledgement of Miss May and her decades-long, you wouldn't believe it, commitment to the town. It has been a great privilege to be part of a great organisation and community known as the Town of East Fremantle, and I thank you all. Okay. There. Now, this brings us to the reports. Oh, yes, thank you. I wonder why Nadia was looking at me. I forgot something. My apologies. Look, only today was given the 2025 Market Community Scorecard. And I'm pleased to announce that the town has been named the number one local government area as the best place to live in. And local businesses think it's the best place to own or operate a business. The town of East Fremantle also rated as a community leader in five surface areas. They being community engagement and communications, environmental management and conservation, river and foreshore management, environmental health services and waste management. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who took their time to share their feedback with us. I would also like to thank our community advisory groups for the community input they offer our staff and council to support decision making. Finally, I would like to thank and acknowledge all the staff and elected members for such a fantastic result. So, Mr. Throssell, I thank you as well. Under your leadership, thank you. Okay, now, where I was before. Brings us to reports and recommendations of committees, purchasing policy. Okay, someone to move the council resolution. The council approved the track changes and amendments to the attached purchasing policy. I'd move it and seconder. Move Councillor Natale, seconder Councillor White. Councillor Natale.
Look, thank you, Mayor. The policy was reviewed at the last audit committee. It is in line with, not only the legislation requirement, and also it's in line with what our community expects our purchasing requirements to be. So I fully endorse the report and the changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Natale. Councillor White.
Look, the report speaks for itself, Mr. Mayor, and I'm happy to support it as it stands. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone wishing to speak against? There being no further debate, Councillor Natale. I will put the recommendation. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. That brings us to item 13.1, 79 Saul Street, change of use, short-term rental accommodation. Does someone willing to move that? Councillor Collinson, seconded Councillor Maywood. Councillor Collinson.
Yes, I do find it rather interesting that since the planning regulations have changed, that usually what the things that seem to get referred to us are the non-controversial ones. But anyway, there's obviously nothing controversial about this. We've approved plenty of these in the past, so I don't see any real reason not to approve this time.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Maywood.
Thank you. I'm happy to support the officer's recommendation as well, and also just want to thank Mr. Bannerman again for such a thorough report.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone wishing to speak against? Councillor Collinson. There being no further discussion, I'll put that. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. Okay, this brings us to 13.2. Someone willing to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Collinson, I have a seconder. Councillor White. Councillor Collinson.
This is quite an interesting one, and it's also a little bit complicated, really, that this little anomaly seems to have happened. And I do appreciate the report, because the report was quite thorough in explaining the reasons for this change. But the reality is, I don't see any real issue personally with if a house is built as a residential property, it should be able to be used as that in this particular case. So it really just sorts out a few little issues that have developed with things as they are. But I think the work that has been gone into this, I do appreciate, and I think it's worth absolutely to support.
Thank you, Councillor Collinson. Councillor White.
Oh, look, I just concur with Councillor Collinson, and it's good that, again, it's an anomaly that we can correct, and the quality of the report has been excellent, so I'm happy to support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor White. Anyone wishing to speak against? Anyone wishing to speak? Councillor Collinson. There being no further discussion, I'll put that. All those in favour? Is carried unanimously. This brings us to good night, Hugh. This brings us to 13.3. Someone willing to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Natale, seconded Councillor White. Councillor Natale.
Look, thank you, Mayor. The report speaks for itself. We are at the start of a new financial year, so the numbers are climbing, but in the right direction. But the report speaks for itself. Thank you.
Councillor White.
Nothing further. The report speaks for itself. Thank you.
Any councillor wishing to speak against? Councillor Natale.
Nothing. Thank you.
There being no further discussion, I'll put the recommendation. Move Councillor Tarley, second Councillor White. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. This brings us to accounts for payment. May I have a mover and seconder, please? Move Councillor Natale, second Councillor White. Councillor Natale.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, I think the report speaks for itself. Thank you.
Councillor White.
Likewise, Mayor, the report does speak for itself. Happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor White. Anyone wishing to speak against? Councillor Natale. I will put the recommendation. All those in favour? But again, all those in favour, it is carried unanimously. That brings us to motions of which previous notice be given. There is nil. Notice of motion for consideration at the next meeting, there is nil. 16 questions by members of which due notice been given, nil. And then 17, new business of an urgent nature. And I believe there is some. So, so we have before us motion from Councillor White. Councillor White, are you willing to move that?
Yes, Mayor. I'm wanting to move this, yep. If I could, please.
So move Councillor White. Do I have a seconder? Oh, Councillor Harrington. For the next stage, yes. I think, unless you want to ask a question of the CEO now. CEO.
Through the chair, in terms of providing advice to council about this matter, I can only confine it to the process issues, which is to the fact that the process being laid out for dealing with an item of urgent business. There's a two-step process, so you'll deal with whether or not council wishes to deal with it tonight as a matter of urgent business, and if so, you then deal with the substantive matter. For the substantive matter, it is entirely open to council to express a view and make comment on matters which it believes are important for the community to understand. There's no other implications from a policy or a financial or a statutory point of view that I can give advice on. So it's purely on the merit of the comments that are made in the motion itself.
So you wouldn't be uncomfortable if this was passed?
So you wouldn't be uncomfortable if this was passed?
I don't believe so, and I wouldn't know whether or not that it would be fair for me to be comfortable or uncomfortable with any council decision. My responsibility is to advise council and to implement the decisions accordingly.
Yeah, just to ensure, this first item is the decision of an urgent nature. That is the first. And then it will be to the following motion. So, okay, I lost the screen. Righto. So before us, move Councillor White, second Councillor Harrington. Councillor White.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, this motion I have put forward, and I will say from the outset that...
Councillor White, I'll just run. This is just to do with the ability of an urgent nature.
I understand.
Yep. Thank you.
So I guess I have put this forward because at the moment there is quite an active discussion within the community. So I think this motion is urgent, and given the timing of the council cycle that we're in, so I guess those who have read the motion will understand it better. So I would just say that I think it's incumbent on us to always speak plainly and correctly with respect to the governance of the town. Thank you.
Councillor Harrington. Is there anyone wishing to speak against? Anyone wish to speak? Councillor White.
So are we... I've got nothing further to say. I'll wait till we move it as a motion in itself. Thank you.
There being no further discussion, I'll put the motion... Could you... Yeah. Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. This brings us to the substantive motion. So I need a mover and a seconder. Mover. Councillor White, do I have a seconder? Councillor Harrington. Councillor White.
Thank you, Mayor. And I appreciate that people who are sitting on the outside, that first part may have been slightly cryptic. I guess I felt that this motion is actually important. In recent weeks, I personally have been contacted and many comments have been made to me regarding some of the media and published information circulating at present. The crux of it is that there is apparent concern that the governance of the town is deficient. And I think a statement from the town that clarifies what I would say is a fake fact needs to be done of an urgent nature. And that's particularly important as a part of the council rejuvenation cycle, which is the election cycle, and I think it's important that at this particular point in time that very clear, concise and correct messaging comes from the town. So I'll read my motion, and that it is that council, one, notes with concern the recent public comments suggesting that the town of East Fremantle lacks the resources to respond to its basic governance obligations, which misrepresent the town's governance performance and risks undermining the confidence in the organisation. Two, it reaffirms that the town continues to meet its statutory responsibilities, including obligations to the Officer of the Auditor General, in a timely and appropriate manner, notwithstanding the routine administrative pressures faced by all local governments. Three, it recognises the professionalism, transparency and dedication of the town staff and elected members in consistently delivering strong outcomes for the community. And four, I have drafted a statement for consideration, and that is: the town of East Fremantle has a strong record of meeting its governance obligations and serving our community with professionalism, transparency and dedication. Recent comments suggesting that the town lacks the resources to respond to its basic governance obligations misrepresent both the reality of our operations and the commitment of our staff and councillors. Like all local governments, the town occasionally manages administrative pressures, but it continues to meet its statutory responsibilities, including those to the Officer of the Auditor-General, in a timely and appropriate manner. To characterise these routine challenges as an inability to fulfil basic obligations is misleading. Such claims risks undermining confidence in the town and do a disservice to the tireless work of our staff and elected members. We welcome robust and constructive discussion about how to continually improve governance and services. However, it is important that this discussion remains accurate and respectful of the facts. The people of East Fremantle deserve nothing less. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, with that, Councillor Harrington.
Sorry. I do agree with Councillor White's motion. This motion, I believe, addresses the inaccurate information circulating in our community recently, and it is important our community is provided with the facts. This motion does that, and I support it definitely.
Thank you, Councillor Harrington. Anyone wishing to speak against? Anyone wishing to speak? I will say a few words. After a recent publication in the newspaper, I have been contacted by people concerned about this, and I support the motion raised by Councillor White. I think we, this is a serious matter. So, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Councillor White.
Nothing substantially further, Mayor, and thank you. I think the only thing I'd probably want to say is, particularly being an elected member, you hear a lot of things, scuttlebutt, misinformations that we don't genuinely respond to. But I think the substantive and negative nature and the misrepresentation of facts make this an important statement to be made. Thank you.
Okay, there being no further discussion, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. There are no matters behind closed doors, so I declare the meeting closed as though because there is no further business. And I thank you all for everything you have done. Okay, what am I doing now? Yep, meeting closed, 7:08.